Hello children, this is tissues part 4, muscular tissue. It consists of long cylindrical cells called muscle cells or muscle fibers, occupies nearly 40% of the total body weight. It can contract and relax. From the word itself, you understand that they are found in the muscles. What is the function? It causes the movement of the body and its various parts. Classification of muscular tissue. Muscles can be divided into three types based on their structure, function, and location. They are striated, smooth, and cardiac. Look at the diagram given. A is skeletal muscle, also called striated muscle. B is cardiac muscle. And C is smooth muscle or unstriated muscle. Striated muscle, also called voluntary or skeletal muscle. These muscles join the bones to each other, and that is why they are called skeletal muscles. They are long, cylindrical, and non-tapering. They possess alternate dark and light bands, giving them the striated appearance. They are present in body parts which we can move at our own will, hence called voluntary muscles. They are attached to the bones and help in the movements of all parts of the body. Smooth muscle, also called involuntary or unstriated. They are spindle-shaped, unbranched. They are called smooth muscle fibers because they do not contain striations, hence also called unstriated muscles. They are found in the walls of stomach and esophagus. They are involuntary muscles. Why? As they cannot contract or expand at a will. They also help in peristaltic movement. Next is cardiac muscles or specialized muscle. They are involuntary, striated, and non-fatigue muscle fibers performing rhythmic contractions continuously. As the name suggests, they are found in the heart. Contraction and relaxation of cardiac muscle cause pumping activity of heart. So children, you can understand that these muscles are very, very important. Next is nervous tissue. It is a highly specialized tissue that transmits messages in our body. Brain, spinal cord, and nerves are all composed of nervous tissue. The cells of nervous tissue are called neurons. Structure of a neuron. Look at the diagram given beside. A neuron is made up of three parts. First is cyton or cell body, which contains a central nucleus. Second is dendrites. The dendrons are short processes arising from the cyton, and these only branch out to form the dendrites. Third is axon. It is a long cylindrical fiber that extends from the cyton. They are concentrated in the brain and spinal cord. Function, they are highly specialized to conduct impulses. Also exerts control over all body activities. Coordinates the functioning of different body parts. So, we have finished the entire topic on tissues. Thank you, children.